friends. Happy Tuesday. I am so happy to have you back here on the Treasured Wellness Podcast. I am Michelle, if you are new, and I am a holistic and functional health coach, and I am helping you, beautiful professional woman who is in this midlife season, to help you regain your energy, reduce your pain, and just feel so much better in your body while you are in the season of midlife and beyond. And I love to bring on guest experts on the show because it is so awesome to get their expertise on these critical issues that we are having in this midlife season, right? Because there's so much noise out there. And so I am really, really careful of who I bring on to the podcast. And today you are going to absolutely love my guests. Ashley Anna is a professional wardrobe stylist for working Christian women, and she has been in the styling industry for over 10 years. She has so much experience styling thousands of men, women, and children, and her passions include teaching working women how to identify their core style so they can authentically shine and really stand out in their kingdom callings. She is a homeschooling mama to her three daughters, and she is very busy singing on the worship team at church as well. Today, Ashley Anna and I are chatting about how you can have confidence in your core wardrobe and in your closet as a busy professional woman of God. Because often when we come to a transition in our lives, like some of you may be now with your nest about to be empty, or maybe it has been for a little bit, or maybe you are now engulfed in caregiving roles for aging parents. Really, whatever it is, our self-care becomes a little different. And usually women come to me after a lifetime of caring for others and putting their families and careers above themselves, that when they find themselves in this new stage of life, they are really unsure how they can effectively care for themselves better. They know something's not right, but they're not sure how to get started because, again, so much confusion in the world and on social media and all over the internet. So now that they may have a shift of focus, maybe they're recognizing that they actually do have more time to put some much-needed attention on themselves, they're really just not sure what that looks like beyond massages and manicures. And you may be feeling that way yourself. You may also have felt your whole life that self-care, i.e. like focusing on yourself, is selfish. That may be a lifetime of language that you have had pour into you or poured into yourself. So this could be a really difficult time for you. And I get it. I struggled with this concept for years. And truthfully, the way the world explains self-care can be really confusing if we don't line it up with what God says in His Word. God tells us to love ourselves as we love others, and He tells us how important it is to care for us, care for our temple, so that we can better pour out into others. So this is really a regular practice of self-care and self-love, not at all what the world says is self-love. It's really a beautiful fueling up so that we can flow out doing the work that God has called us to do. So as you are listening into our conversation today, think about where you may need to shift your thinking about how you are showing up for the Lord on the outside. And are you treasuring your health? Are you treasuring your body right where it is right now with no shame, no guilt, no judgment, just a beautiful, quiet introspection? And then ask the Lord to show you what your next step is. Really loving your body well for this time that God has placed you and asking God, what is my next step? Because you know God wants you to be well. And you know He wants you to show up for your kingdom calling in a way that brings Him honor. So talk to the Lord about this and then maybe walk boldly into your closet and choose one item that you know you won't wear again. You hate how it looks on you, or you were always skipping past it, and fold it up and place it in a giveaway bag. Because even this one simple step can really be a breath of fresh air to help you continue shifting your mindset towards a simpler way of living this life with God as you treasure your wellness. I know you are going to enjoy our conversation and the encouragement that Ashley Anna is going to pour into you. So settle in, and I really pray that this blesses you so much today. As a Christian working woman over 40, are you struggling with consistently low energy and tiredness, but sick of the confusing midlife info out there? Are you tired of that menopausal belly bloat and worried you will always have that annoying brain fog feeling? Been there. But right here is where you get clarity and hope through biblical and holistic health solutions. Hi, I'm Michelle, holistic health coach and fellow midlifer. As the heartbeat of your home, decide right now in this season to partner with God with discipline, intentionality, and commitment to changing your life at midlife. If you're ready to stop chasing the world's way of health and be your healthiest whole self with more energy and less brain fog than you have had in a while, then you're in the right place. Grab your herbal tea, Bible, notebook, and pen, and let's treasure your wellness. Welcome back on the Treasured Wellness Show. Let me tell you about my guest today. Ashley Anna Hurley is a Christian homeschool mama of three girls. Her passions include leading worship, learning God's word, and teaching women about their God-given features and capsule wardrobe hacks so they can feel empowered to show up and shine in their kingdom callings. Ashley Anna has been in the styling industry for over 10 years and has styled thousands of men, women, and children through her experience as a stylist at Stitch Fix. She also has an amazing podcast called Bold Faith in Fashion. I am so excited to have you on the show. So welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. So tell us your story, Ashley Anna. Like I know your story. I think it's an amazing story. And I love learning from you about colors and styles and how even our skin, our face, like just it all blends together in how we show up for our kingdom calling. So tell us your story. What brought you to a career in fashion? And how does your faith play a role in what you do?
So it's kind of funny because I really feel like the personal style coaching that I do now, the fashion interest that I have was kind of brought to me in a way like I wasn't seeking it out. I got married when I was 21. I had a little girl at the time, and I was just trying to find kind of a side hustle to make ends meet. You know, we were young and we had a baby, my husband and I. We've been married for like 12 years. And so when we got started, I actually started in the Mary Kay kind of realm. So a lot of you are going to be familiar with that. Went into Mary Kay. I can do hair and makeup. I've done that for people's weddings and things like that. So I was never like professionally trained. I just had an eye for, again, the color and things like that. But I found that makeup was not my thing. Even though I knew how to do it, even though I had a lot of experience just practicing on other people and, you know, casual events that way, I decided, you know, this isn't for me. And then Premier Designs came my way, which is a jewelry company. They're no longer a thing anymore, which is just crazy. They were a biblically based company. A majority of their profits went to ministries all around the world to spread the gospel. And so really, that's where it started, is I saw how you could take something as simple as jewelry and use it for the kingdom of God. And so I was very passionate about it. And also, I loved learning about how to accessorize. And then when I would go to all the events I could for training with Premier Designs, they were always biblically centered. They always shared the gospel. And we also learned about how to dress well. So we not only got accessorizing training, I also got training in how to dress. And I was just loving it. So I really feel like God put that in my lap through people in town. One of my really good friends, Lana, is the one who introduced me to Premier Designs. And she's still one of my besties right now to this day, just a woman who just loves the Lord so much. And once that kind of became a little too much, because we were having baby three, this is before Premier Designs decided to close their doors because of all the 2020 stuff. I decided, you know, I might need something that I can be a little more flexible with my time, because a lot of the presentations that I was doing with jewelry were in the evening. And that was just when you have a little baby, that's very hard. And I knew that that wasn't going to work in that season. I was always planning on going back to Premiere because I loved it. But in the meantime, I found Stitch Fix. And a little side note, the way that I was able to be so successful in Premiere Designs, and the reason I was able to have so many jewelry shows is what we called them each month, is because I offered closet consultations to my clients. So I would go in and use their real clothes and their actual accessories, and I would show them how to wear the clothes they already had. And then I would add some of our Premiere Designs jewelry. When I interviewed for Stitch Fix, I told them all the things I just told you, and they were like, sounds great. You know, we'd love to have you. And then, of course, I continued to learn how to style not only women, but men and children. And I learned all about like proportions, and I learned about body shape, and I learned about fabrications, and I learned about different brands. And so it was something that was a natural unfolding because of just the season of life I'm in and the needs that I had, and just the Lord putting those things in my lap and just, you know, blessing me along the way. So that's how it happened. It was not an intentional plan. It was just kind of, it unfolded that way.
God's plan and God's timing is always so perfect. And you are absolutely excellent at what you do, for sure. And you've already helped me so much. And I have had Ashley Anna in my closet. Yes, on a Zoom call. It was so much fun. And it is really interesting because, you know, I work with busy professional women who are in their midlife phase, and they really, maybe for the first time, they are focusing truly, like really focusing on their own health and putting themselves first after years of taking care of others, putting the family first. It's what we do, right, as moms. But they're really now trying to put the focus on themselves so that they can heal and recover in body, mind, and soul. And so getting dressed in the morning is often a struggle, because when women are dealing with things like belly fat and bloating and menopausal symptoms and just not feeling well, it, you know, it really does affect all areas of their life. And so often women will come to me because they do not want to go up another size, right? And I know you've heard that too, like, you know, the sizing, and they've tried all the things, you know, but what they've been trying isn't necessarily sustainable for them. So that's where, you know, we start working together. But I love how you, on your podcast, especially, you talk about your right now body. Can you expand on that? Because there's so much peace in that and comfort in that. And then how can women who are working on treasuring their health now, how can they look at the clothes in their closet and look at them like a little bit differently as their body is changing?
So the right now body concept is something that I heard in all of the different types of, you know, videos that I consumed over the years on, you know, fashion and how to ensure things harmonize with your features and all that kind of stuff. I have so much self-taught knowledge from that. And that word came up and I was like, that's exactly what it is. So the right now body is, of course, the body that you're in right now, meaning it's maybe your postpartum body. Maybe it's your midlife body. It's the body that is still carrying you through in this moment. And it still needs TLC, right? It needs that tender loving care, and it needs to be accepted where it's at, no matter if it's where you ideally want to be, or if, you know, you used to be in a different body that was, you know, a little younger or a little more fit or whatever. This is the body you have now. So we need to take care of it, and we need to dress it well. A lot of women, most women, I can actually confidently say, even from styling at Stitch Fix, struggle to let go of things that used to fit them, especially if they are a smaller size. Or they struggle to let go of things that they spent a lot of money on because they thought it would look good, because maybe they went into the store and the salesperson there said that looks great. or maybe they thought it would look good because they saw it on Pinterest or on someone else and they didn't realize when they brought it home, it wasn't going to look the same on them. So that is one of the things that I encourage women to do is get rid of the things in your closet that don't fit your right now body or your right now lifestyle. A lot of women in midlife are also transitioning, like you said, into a new time period, a new season where they're not taking care of young kids anymore. Maybe their kids are, you know, middle school, high school, or grown. And so they do have a little more time to be able to take care of themselves and to pay more attention to what they're putting on and even in their bodies. And so that is what the right now body is. It's like, what are you doing right now? How can you dress well for the kingdom calling that God has for you in this season? And it doesn't have to be fancy, but it does need to fit you well, and it needs to help you to accomplish your kingdom purposes.
Yeah, that's really powerful because, you know, that's at the end of the day, that's what we're supposed to be doing, right? We're supposed to be living out this life with Jesus, walking alongside Jesus every day and doing the things that he has called us to do, whether that is being home with the kiddos or, you know, working in corporate America or whatever that is. So, you know, when we put on our clothes, you know, looking first with that mindset, right? That mindset change, looking first at how, you know, God has brought us to this season for a purpose. That's really powerful because it just changes the way we think.
And I think it's important to get dressed with your kingdom calling in mind, knowing that it's not arbitrary to put on clothes, that it's something we can do in a way that empowers us, knowing like I'm putting on this outfit because this is what I'm doing today. For me, it's I'm homeschooling my children. I'm establishing a faith foundation. I am creating disciples for the Lord. That's important. Does that mean I have to be, like I said, really dressed up? No, but I should be dressed in a way that shows that I'm confident and I'm, you know, I'm grateful for the body that I'm in right now. No matter what the status is, I'm grateful that I'm here and that I can still be used as a vessel to further God's kingdom.
Well, that's it. That's exactly it. You know, I think there was a long phase, I guess maybe in the early 2000s, I don't know, but where people were just, you know, women were just being very lackadaisical about their clothes that they were putting on. You know, you know, we've all seen those people that are, you know, wearing their PJs and slippers in Walmart. And, you know, it's just, there's something to be said about honoring and respecting the temple of the Holy Spirit enough that you show up every single day. And that is your outward showing up. Like you're showing up with your time with the Lord in the morning and you're showing up, you know, showing the world that, you know, you are different. We are set apart. We are called to be set apart. So let's talk about if, you know, that woman that I talked about earlier, who's kind of, you know, in transition with, you know, trying to feel better. She's finally putting herself first. She's finally really doing the work that she needs to do to take better care of her temple. Let's talk about how can putting a specific outfit that fits and looks good with right colors and styles, how can that help women to feel better overall? Just get into all the details of what you do.
So essentially, anyone that's coming in to Bold Faith and Fashion, listening to the podcast, or even that comes into the coaching program, what I'm going to help her do is I'm going to help her narrow down what actually looks best on her. So it's not limiting in that she can't wear other things outside of what we come up with. But what we do is we ensure like she has the right colors on. She has the right fabrications on. She is dressing her shape in a way that draws attention to her as a whole. Because what happens is when we don't know how to dress ourselves, or if we're just dressing in a way that isn't a little bit thought through, sometimes we can draw attention to things that wouldn't normally like be a focal point if we were all put together head to toe. That is actually the intention of ensuring that you know, have a go-to hairstyle, you have, even if it's minimal, a go-to, you know, either skincare routine with a little bit of lip gloss and a little bit of mascara, with a nice put together outfit, because then people see the whole person and they're not picking out anything that you're uncomfortable with. You still might, which is okay. But people looking at you will see, you know what? She's really kempt. She's really put together. Everything harmonizes. And so that's what we work on doing. I also, so outside of just, hey, what are your ideal, you know, ideal colors and prints and fabrications, et cetera, we also go into what is your core wardrobe list. So I have a template, but we work to basically modify and tweak it by figuring out what you actually need per your lifestyle. So there are four levels of dressing that I talk about. And one is, the first one is lounge pajamas. The second is your elevated casual or your polished casual. And the third level is dressy, which can be defined depending on how dressy you would need to be. And then the fourth is formal. And of course, we can customize those too, but those are the basics. We break down how many times per month that you wear each category, and then we build your core wardrobe based on that. So what happens is it's not necessarily a formula as much as it's you absolutely know what you need. So then you're not mindlessly shopping. We'll together put new pieces in your closet or take out what's already working. And then when you go into your closet, you're not going to have the decision fatigue, because you're going to know everything in there is coordinated because it's all in your color palette and it's all pieces that you need. You're not going to have things gunking up your closet that you're not wearing.
I love that, because how many of us do? How many of us like really look at our closets and be like, ugh, it's just overwhelming, right? Because we've got things in there from the 90s or whatever. And not just in a weight loss frame of mind, but there's a lot of sentiment like that we get attached to things as women. We get attached. So it's beyond just, well, I'm going to fit in that someday. You know, it's beyond that. It's also, well, I remember when I wore this. I remember like what I was doing when I wore this, you know. It's a little bit more, it's okay to keep your wedding dress forever and ever, right? But I mean, certain things in our closet that were not, you know, that are not tucked away, like we should probably rotate and get them out. And I know people talk about, if you don't wear it for a year, get rid of it, you know? So, I mean, that's a really good rule of thumb, right? But I think, again, that emotion, we get caught up in the emotion of it all. So I love how you walked us through the four levels of dressing. And it just lets you know that it's okay to have these different levels of dressing, this core wardrobe. I love the core wardrobe, because it's like, it makes it simple. It's simplifying. So like, you can walk into your closet right now and you can be like, okay, what is my core? And just take a few pieces out. And then that helps to reduce the overwhelm.
And what a lot of, the reason I am calling this a core wardrobe, and of course I am marketing it as a capsule because it is, but the thing is there are a lot of women who want more variety. Not all of them want to have this very minimal core wardrobe. So what I do is I help you build your core, which is what you need. But I'll also help you to know, because we're already figuring out your colors, patterns, textures, I will help you to know how to pick out seasonal colors for your spring, your summer, your fall, your winter. So you'll know how you can put those items into your closet seasonally, and then you take them out. The biggest thing that I tell women is, if you're getting rid of things, so if you're feeling like you're listening to this and you're motivated to go into your closet, what you're going to want to do is, if it's hard to get rid of things, but you know you're not wearing them, you just need to put them away. You need to store them in a nice container so they don't get ruined. Put them, you know, wherever you store your stuff, under the stairs, in the basement, whatever. And you just need to let them sit and then realize that you're not going for it anymore. And then from there, over time, it'll be easier to give it away. That is something that I learned from a minimalist who also likes her stuff. So she was like, that was the only way I could minimize the stuff in my life, was to put it away. And then I knew that if I really missed it, I could go grab it. But she said often she didn't miss it, and then she was able to let it go.
Yeah, that's a really great tip. That is a really great tip. I know that there have been clothes that I have gotten rid of that have come back in style later on. And so then you have those regrets. So that's a great way to do that. Like you just put them away so they're not hanging there. And then if they come back in style, you can get out those jean jackets again or whatever, the ugly Christmas sweaters or whatever it is that you love that you're
Exactly.
just not quite ready to part with. Yeah, that's awesome. So I'm really enjoying this conversation, but in light of time, would you be able to share like a really quick, easy win, a quick tip for our listeners, a treasure truth for them?
I think I might have two. So I'm going to give you a
Awesome.
practical one, and I'm going to give you more of a emotional, mental, spiritual one. So let's start with that one. There are a lot of women who, in their right now bodies, will say things to themselves, even if they don't say them out loud. They will say things like, I can never wear that. I wouldn't look good in that. I can't buy clothes for myself until I weigh X weight, till I look X way. And the problem with that is it's just those are all statements that are devaluing who you are right now. And I just want to encourage you that the Lord is not looking at you and saying those things. He would never say those things about you or to you. Now, he in truth might say, you know what? You're right. You do need to get healthier. And I am going to encourage you in that. I'm going to send you Michelle. I'm going to move you along, and I'm going to help you to get healthier. I've got your back. But he would never say to you, you can't wear nice clothes because you don't look nice enough. That would never, ever come off of his lips. And if the Lord wouldn't say it about you or to you, you shouldn't say it to yourself. So that's number one. Number two, practically, is always, always step one for the bold faith and fashion way is to go through your closet. It's not super hard. You could do it in probably 2 hours, depending on how many clothes you have, and just have a donate bin and a maybe bin. And then, of course, your keep will go back in your closet. Anything that you struggle to get rid of, you can put in maybe, but you absolutely need to get rid of or donate or sell, however you want to do it, things that do not fit your body. Please do not keep things that do not fit your body unless it's for like a memory. You can keep those things, that's fine. But otherwise, please donate those because they're not serving you anymore. And here's the cool thing. Let's trust that the Lord, if you get to, or when I should say, if it's realistic, depending what your goals are, Michelle can help you with that. If you do have an ideal weight and you know that you're going to get back to that ideal weight, still trust that the Lord will help to provide the funds that you need to buy something else to replace that instead of holding on to it, because that's a mindset of, it's kind of more of a lack mindset. And again, if it's something really nice, it was really expensive, there are exceptions. I'm not saying you can't make them, but for if you're just having like a $20, $30 blouse or a pair of jeans that were donated to you anyways, just get rid of them. So that would be my number one is to get rid of the clutter in your closet so that you don't have the decision fatigue. And you know, when you walk into your closet, you look in there and you know that everything fits. That's really important.
I love that so much. And I have done that to myself. Where you just go in there and you're like, okay, you know what? This no longer fits my right now body in the style in the phase of life that I am in. It just does not like, and it could be this, it might fit, but it's not comfortable, or you no longer like the way it looks or something. We just get all caught up in our head, right, with the emotion part of it. And so just making that decision, just I have your two bins, your donate and your maybe bin. And I just got rid of a bag too. It's in my trunk to donate later this week. And it's very freeing. I'm all about freedom in our 40s and 50s, right? Freedom in midlife, because we don't have to answer to anyone but God. We don't have to, please anybody, but our Heavenly Father. And if it's not serving us, it's okay to get rid of it. It's okay to say things like no or not yet. Or, there's just so much freedom in this phase of life where maybe we didn't feel that freedom before. And our closet is no exception. This is a great time for you to get in there and just be like, no, I'm empowered. I hope you all listening are empowered now to tackle the clutter in your closet. And then when you walk in there, you just like can breathe that beautiful sigh of relief. Like, oh, wow, I actually like my closet now. And right. I know what to grab, because if you take Ashley Anna's course, you will have that core wardrobe. You'll have that capsule. You'll have all of the colors and the fabrics and everything that you need so that you are confident, which is something else that I love to encourage women on, is to feel confident, to be confident as a daughter of the king. So I just love what you are offering. And go ahead and tell us where our listeners can find you.
You can find me at boldfaithandfashion@gmail.com if you have any questions. That's the first place you can go. Otherwise, you can find me on Facebook, and it's Capsule Wardrobe Outfit Ideas for Working Midlife Women. That is the Facebook group. And every Wednesday, I post outfit idea. Well, it's called What to Wear Wednesday, and I do challenges. So I'll show you examples of different ideas that you can wear, like clothes you can wear. And you can post your outfits if you want feedback, or you can just pop in there and look for, you know, so you can be inspired. And then I also will post my podcast episodes. You can find me at Bold Faith and Fashion anywhere that you listen to podcasts. I think I'm on most platforms, but definitely Apple, Spotify, Podbean are some of the more popular ones. So you can find me there. Did I miss
anything? Awesome. No, I don't think so. Yeah, I think that's awesome. Yeah, definitely check out her podcast, Bold Faith and Fashion. That is one you are going to want to subscribe to so that you don't miss any episode. She infuses so much faith in with the fashion tips. And so that is something that, you know, I love. Let's bring it back to the main thing. And that's all about Jesus. So thank you so much.
And I just have to add.
Yeah.
I have to add one thing. It's short, I promise. It's that when you have the wardrobe that you're meant to have, when it harmonizes with your features, when it's very simplified, you don't think about it anymore. And I think that's really important for us, because we do not want to be distracted by feeling like we don't look good in what we're wearing, because otherwise then our kingdom calling can kind of get put on the side burner, or again, you're not focusing on the right things. This is one area that is very simple to just put together so that you can focus on what really matters, which is your kingdom calling.
I love that 100%. It's taking the focus off ourselves and putting it where it belongs. Yeah. Yep. Less of me, more of you. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. I have really enjoyed this conversation, and I look forward to having you again. And yeah, I mean, I just pray that women listening have gotten amazing tips and they are motivated and encouraged from this conversation. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, friend. I hope it challenged you, encouraged you, and stretched you in some way. If it did, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who has been praying for a breakthrough in her whole health? Also, it would bless me so much if you would pop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a quick review to let me know how much you are liking the content and to help other women just like you find the show. Treasured Wellness can also be found on Christian Mix 106 and Radio Free America online streaming radio stations. So check out those two amazing platforms. One more thing, come on over to our Facebook community, Holistic Health for Christian Women Over 40. I would love to see you there. Until next time, remember, you are a beautiful treasure.